All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. My name is Don Jennings, and we are in the second hour of our show when we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And my guest here tonight, The Swigs. Thanks so much for coming down tonight, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
First things first, let's go ahead and introduce the band. Kevin Henderson, frontman, guitarist.
Guitar, synchronicity detection. I brought a lot of the material in, but we all write stuff, so yeah.
Okay. We'll go ahead and introduce the other members of the band here.
Mark Witt.
Mark Witt, bottom guitar.
And I'm Trevor Tanzillo, and I play drums.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure having you guys down here, and I kind of want to talk to you guys a little bit about any other projects you might be involved with, because I know that, Kevin, you've got
Family of Light. Yes, yeah. Down at Plush. I'm doing a couple different things. The main one is... Family of Light, that's Stuart Oliver's band, and it's a totally different kind of music.
Yeah,
and I'm not familiar with a lot of it, so it's fresh to me. It's kind of Gram Parsons influenced stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm playing bass in that, and a little bit of vocals.
Yeah,
so that's the main thing I'm doing.
That was a cool project to see. I'm looking forward to more stuff from that. But so that's all you have going on right now, aside from the Swigs, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mark, anything else going on with you?
Nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
Just working and playing. And I was in a couple other bands over here locally, but just concentrating on the Swigs right now.
Right, sure. Trevor?
Yeah, I play with another band called Coincide.
Uh-huh.
Me and the bass player from a local band called Inamorato. After that band broke up, we kind of got together and started a project.
So. Sure. Okay.
It's going pretty good. But again, it's nothing like this. I like this stuff a lot more.
Ooh, really?
Ooh.
Hope they're not listening. All right. Well, in the meantime, of course, and the reason that that you guys are here tonight is to talk a little bit and hear some live music from the Swigs.
Yeah.
So now tell me a little bit about the history of this ensemble. Has it been the same configuration all along? You've been together for a while now.
No. I mean, I could go way back, but I would say this particular band, I... put some stuff together in 2006, and we did some gigs in 2007, but that was with other people. And that band, we did some pretty big gigs, and then it just sort of fizzled out, and I finished my solo record, the Watch Your Head album. And then I met Mark. Wandered
Kevin
in the door,
to work with.
And he'd heard my stuff, and it was just, it was like, we got on like a forest fire, man. It was just instant affinity. And actually, I'd met Trevor a couple years ago, playing in a band which will remain nameless.
Interesting band.
we were both sort of freelancing, and I loved the way he played the drums, but I don't even know if I knew your name. It was so many people going through that thing. But anyway, we did a gig or two, and then he disappeared, and I didn't hear from him. And then, you know, he got in touch with us, and I was like, oh, wow, it's that guy. So then that was really easy, too. It flowed, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, I like what you guys are doing as this particular configuration, this trio. You got a good chemistry going on. The music here sounds good. And, of course, we'll be hearing some more over the course of the hour and talking with the Swigs some more. And, Kevin, you touched upon your album. I'll be talking with you about that
in a little bit
as well. So how about right now we get back to some more music here in Studio 2A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
What tune do you have up next for us?
We're going to do a little Irish ditty called Plowed in the Stars, and then a little bit of Old West stuff. We've been watching 310 to Yuma lately.
Love that movie.
Like
driving down to Bisbee.
Dark Side of the Old West. Jack of Diamonds.
Okay. You're listening to The Swigs right here on the live segment of Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI.
Thank you.
If the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd flip to the bottom and get warm, sweet sun. The ocean ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck. I play Jack with diamonds, try to change my mind. We'll be right back.
All right, once again, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to The Swigs, recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's sounding great. And, of course, we want to mention one of your upcoming gigs. This Saturday, you're playing over at the Bashful Bandit, correct?
That's right, Saturday the 26th. I think it's going to be at 9 p.m., but I'm not sure. And there's a couple other bands on that bill. We've got Shotgun Royale, Mercury Transit, and TA-80, I believe. And it's going to be an interesting bill because it's very different sorts of music. Yeah. I think Shotgun Royale is kind of oldies and a bit of rockabilly. The other two bands, I think, have female singers and a bit of synthesizer in there, but they're good bands, interesting stuff. So It's going to be an interesting night.
Well, and an interesting venue for sure. I have not been to any live music over there yet, but this might just entice me to head on over there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're personally a little bit worried ourselves about that show.
I think people ought to, be able to leave their comfort zone, get out of their comfort zone, and
try something new and
something different from just the downtown scene all the
time. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing it for a little while over there, and I haven't yet made it over there, but I definitely do want to check it out one of these days, because they get some good acts through there.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, you can get more information about other upcoming shows that The Swigs have coming up on their MySpace page, myspace.com/TheSwigs. And as we kind of referred to a little bit in the first interview segment, Kevin, you just released a pretty ambitious, I must say, a double CD.
Well, you just end up collecting all this stuff. If you write as much as I do, it's a couple years worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's some of it I've done with other musicians. There's a track on there that's a Euphorians track, and that was a band, I guess it was 2004 that we did that, and a very different kind of band. But it seemed to fit the album, and I put that on there.
Sure.
Yeah. And the rest of the material, though, I split it up into a sort of lighter disc and a harder disc, and I have to say, though, all of this material is stuff that I hope to be, some of it anyway, including in the band. So I'm going to be, selling these CDs at gigs because, like Poison the Well, which I think we're going to do tonight, that's off that album.
Right.
And it's all stuff I wanted to do with the band, but I didn't have a band at the time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny too because over the years, you've been somewhat of a mystery to me, like an enigma. All of a sudden, I get these CDs dropped off, and somewhere written on it is, Kevin Henderson, and it always ends up being fantastic. some of the stuff has been stuff in the Euphorians, which you played in with your brother.
Yes, my brother Michael, who's an amazing musician, and Nick Augustine, who played with Reiner in Das Combo, and that was an amazing band. It was almost too amazing a band in a way because you had three really strong songwriters. It was almost like three good bands. So we didn't quite find the balance, but I really like that stuff. I want to do something with it. We have a bunch in the can, so hopefully one day.
Well, and there's been that stuff. And then, of course, you dropped off a demo of the Swig stuff, which I really enjoyed as well. And yet, at the same time, you hardly ever played out, at least, up until fairly recently.
Yeah, up until like a year ago.
And then the gigs that you did play ended up being really bizarre venues. And so it's really a pleasure to see a nice full release or double release, as the case may be.
Yeah.
And to see that you're starting to play more gigs out. Now, I know it was, about a year ago that the Swigs played at the Hut, opening up for Dick Dale.
Yeah, there were a couple of Hut gigs, but that was the craziest. Did you go? You weren't there.
No, I didn't make it that night. No, I was out of town.
Everyone was really stressed. Not stressed because of the gig, but I think it was beyond what anyone was expecting. And he brought a lot of equipment. Arena size equipment, and we had to set up on the floor. So it was very like punk rock gig sort of thing. But I got to meet the Ghost Cow people that night. And they were great. Mm-hmm. After that, the band just sort of fizzled out. So I wasn't able to follow up on it. But now I have people who are enthusiastic about the music. And it makes a really big difference. Yeah. So we're planning to do a lot.
Good. Yeah. Really looking forward to that then. One thing you kind of touched upon there was that some of the stuff that's on your solo album you plan to incorporate into the Swigs configuration.
Yeah.
Now that you've got this pretty solid trio lineup, how much of the songwriting process is collaborative versus the stuff that you're bringing to the table?
We're writing all the time.
Yeah? I mean, so everybody's participating?
I get you guys' opinion on this, but the way that it is, I'm almost looking at it as a jazz kind of thing where I almost bring like a jazz head, like a little piece of something, and then hopefully we turn it into something else. But we have a bunch of stuff that we just conjured out of, you know, the ether.
Yeah, very much.
And Kevin will show up with stuff, and, you know, it's stuff he's written, but it's not like, here's your part, play it, you know. It's,
right.
It's
sure. And a lot of it isn't finished.
He lets us, you know, go right on top of it and do whatever we want to do, and that's the music you're hearing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So very collaborative.
Yeah. Well, I could see where that might be a concern, you know, for musicians maybe coming into the fold after you have all this material where you recorded all the instrumentation yourself. It's like, well, where do I fit in? But it sounds like it works out well for you guys.
Yeah.
So that's great to hear.
It has been, yeah.
Okay. Well, shall we go ahead and get back into some more music here in Studio 2A?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think the next song we're going to do, there's going to be Let It Come Down, which I think is going to be the next album title.
Rock and Roll.
And an old one from the old Swigs, Sleeping Sickness.
Okay. So. All right. You got the Swigs right here on the live segment of Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.
waited too long. I felt like I've been sleeping for a long, long time. Ooh, that was when I opened my eyes. I knew that was what I had to do. Fall twice like dropping shoes. Sleep in sickness.
No love. Thank you very much, Ginger. We appreciate it.
All right, once again, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to The Swigs, recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXEI. I want to thank you guys again for coming down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And before I forget, I want to thank both Ginger and Mickey on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound.
Thank you.
And next week on the live segment of Locals Only, my guest will be Golden Boots, so be sure to tune in and check that out. And coming up at 10 o'clock, Bob Girth brings you The Hub, all kinds of great indie rock music. I like to say that he's KXEI's indie rock tastemaker. So if you want to know what's hip, then let Bob Girth fill you in. But in the meantime, back to the Swigs here with me in Studio 2A. You've got, once again, you have a gig coming up this Saturday at the Bashful Bandit, Shotgun Royale, TA-80, and...
Mercury Transit.
Mercury Transit. Yeah. Okay. Four band lineup over there, Saturday at the Bashful Bandit.
And I think there's no cover.
They're
doing a no cover kind of thing.
Interesting to know. Good to know. All right. In the meantime, if folks can't make it out to your gig for any reason, is your CD available anywhere around town, Kevin?
Yeah, it is. It's at the 17th Street Market. It's at Antigone Bookstore on 4th Avenue. And it, I think we've got it at Zia now as well.
Okay. So,
Zia on Speedway.
All right.
Yeah.
And the CD we're referring to is Kevin Henderson's brand new double CD, Watch Your Head. It's out on your own label, Sapient Records.
Yes.
What's the story there?
There's a couple of my records that are on that, but that's born out of necessity. But at the same time, you know, it's not that hard to do if you need the money to press them up and to make art and stuff like that. But I do have full creative control, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, so we also have a Sapient website too, sapientrecords.com, and there's some interesting stuff there. There's some old MP3s of projects I've been involved in if people want to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. And of course, you have a page available for your band as well, myspace.com/theswigs.
The Swigs, one word, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Where did you record your self-titled, or I mean not your self-titled, your solo CD, Kevin?
In my little private studio. It's got adobe walls. We actually built it onto the house. And I played everything on it except for a few tracks. Self-produced, mm-hmm. self-done. Some of it I did to tape, some of it I did digital. Okay. I've engineered a couple things for other people over the years, but it's mostly been producing myself.
Right, okay.
Self-sufficient.
For this band, I really want to, you know, go in and not have to worry about that and have somebody record us.
Well, you don't want a drum machine?
No. You're going to have the real old samples.
Click track.
Yeah.
Well, you made reference to one of the songs as potentially being on the next album. So I have to ask, of course, what's the plan as far as recording a full-length album with this configuration of the Swigs?
Shall I or do you?
Are you offering? You got a studio we can borrow?
The plan is, I'm a firm believer in getting it together. If we're going to do a band live in a studio and record pretty much live, I want to get the live experience down, get that solid, and test the songs out a bit, see what works, see what doesn't work, then go into a studio.
Right.
I'm looking around at a couple different places, and I want to do it to tape, and we have an album of material at least. Mm-hmm. So I've just got to find the time. Hopefully this spring we're going to be doing that. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that when it comes out then. And in the meantime, of course, you got Kevin Henderson's own solo CD, Watch Your Head, which, as he mentioned, you can pick up at a couple places around town, 17th Street Market, Antigone Books, and the Zia's on Speedway. And but you can also pick it up at their live show this Saturday at the Bashful Bandit, three other bands on the bill. And
iTunes as well.
Oh, iTunes. Okay. Good to know. Embracing the internet.
I'm not, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't listen to MP3s for pleasure. It's a, you know, it's a real by necessity kind of thing. If we need to learn a song for rehearsal,
it's true.
We hit the iTunes.
Sure. So in any plans then? I suppose it's maybe premature if you guys are still trying to figure out the recording of the album, but do you plan to tour or just perform locally or regionally for now?
I would say regional. Flagstaff is, we're working on Flag, Bisbee, I don't know, Silver City, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, world domination, Don. I mean, that's what we're going for. You know, Amsterdam or bust is my opinion. I don't know what you guys think. But, you know, we are serious about this. But like I said, I want to get the live set really, really hot and really, really good. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, sort of hone it regionally. That's the plan for the, you know, first part of this year.
Sure. Okay. Well, before I let you guys out of here, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your history, Kevin, because when I told Stu that you were coming on the show, he mentioned to me that that you had spent considerable time out in L.A. So tell me what you had going on out there musically.
Well, L.A. was pretty brief, but San Francisco, oh, okay. I was there for four years, most of the a big chunk of the 90s. Uh-huh. You know, temping in the dot-com boom. There was a lot of money flying around. But of course, it costs a lot of money to live out there, too. But the original Swigs, that was like early 90s, and that was with Dorian Kakavas, who wrote the lyrics to Sleeping Sickness, quite a wordsmith. But I was very young then, and I wasn't very serious about my career, so I just went out to California and worked out there. But I did I was in various bands, I worked on a hip-hop album, and I tried to resurrect the Swigs. Swigs is kind of a state of mind to me. It's like it's an energy. It's like shorthand for a certain kind of rock music, right? And I've tried to resurrect it here and there, but I don't think the atmosphere of the 90s was quite as conducive to this kind of music. I think it's a much more rock and roll, experimental rock and roll is a lot more acceptable now. I mean, there's a period in the 90s where, like, if you did a guitar solo, you were really looked on as, you know, old-fashioned and unfashionable and all that, you know, the age of the sampler. So right now is I feel like you got these, I mean, Mark turned me on to Mars Volta. You got bands like that are doing experimental stuff, and they're not just doing it and making money. They're like taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've tried to do this kind of thing many times, but it's only now that it's like happening. So I'm excited about that.
Cool. Well, I'm excited too. You guys are making some great music here, and looking forward to what you guys finally put out as a full-length recording. So,
wow.
All right. Well, if you guys are willing, I'd love to have you play us up to the top of the hour.
That'd be great.
Okay. We can do that.
We got a fast one and a slow one. Cool. So we'll go there.
Okay.
Thanks so much for having us,
Don. It's an honor to be here. You're a fan of the radio station.
You're the John Peel of Tucson music. Without a doubt, you do so much. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right. You've been listening to the Swigs right here on Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI. We'll be right back.
faces are all blurred to me. Oh well, better buck up my chair. Shambling memories are ripe in the hay, like a sieve, leaf fragments that dwell. Regrets and concessions are all very well. You said I look lovely, you just got my shell. Spot out in heaven, in hell, yes you are. Are on the menu, a very good act or a lie, I know it so well. Feed on a promise or merely react to a gun, make my ground start to swell. Regrets and concessions are all very well. Failure in a uniform, how the body ever fell. The kind of thing you never can tell. Oh no, better buck up my twill. That's the kind of thing you never can tell. Oh no, when you poison the world. You never can tell. Oh no, when you poison the well. That's the kind of thing you never can tell. Oh no, when you poison the well. That's the kind of thing you never can tell.
Thank you very much.